Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We're getting ready to start hour number two here of FST. In case you missed hour number one, make sure you go back and listen on demand on all our different podcast formats. In this hour of the show, we'll touch a little bit on tonight's Major League Baseball All-Star Game, look at some second half busts, and also, of course, make sure the legend Lenny Melnick gets in his rookie sleepers.
He probably
has none. Fantasy Sports none. Today starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, double it, way back in. Oh, he caught! Oh, unbelievable! Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Is Vlad Jr. the top fantasy rookie moving forward the rest of the season? And if not, who is?
I say no. I say the number one rookie who's going to have a better career than Vladimir Guerrero is Eloy Jimenez, White Sox. And I go, now look, I haven't seen Vladimir Guerrero in person, and I know the expectations are great. Other people's reports are terrific. But it took me one game. We went up to Rochester to see Eloy in person. The moment he stepped on the field, I turned to Andy and I said, holy cow. He just, his field presence, is just his manner, just the way he plays the game with the utmost confidence. When he comes up to bat, even when he makes out, he looks impressive. I think Eloy is going to be a better player than Vlad.
That is the voice of the legend, Lenny Melnick, along with Craig Mish and Andrea Lamont. We are live here for Fantasy Sports Today. This is our second hour of the show. If you're listening on demand, thanks so much for choosing us here on this Tuesday or Wednesday or wherever you're listening to the show. We're here until 2 o'clock Eastern, then we'll turn it over to full-time fantasy, then game time decisions. That's our schedule here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We got Chris Bavona producing the show. Again, we're live in New York City today. All three of us, me, Craig Mish, Lenny Melnick, as well as the Roto Lady, Andrea Lamont. In the first hour of the show, we covered a lot of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Pete Alonso and rookies, and we talked about the Home Run Derby. We'll touch back on that a little bit later in the show as well. But in this hour of the show, I want to start off by talking about the other lone event that is going on right now. As I talked about on the show yesterday, it's very rare in the 365 calendar day of the year, and I've been doing radio and TV for 20, 25 years. There's only a couple of days of the year where there is nothing. One of them is tomorrow. Tonight, the only thing happening in all of sports is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And that has changed significantly through the years.
Yes.
If you want a recap of it, here's your 30-second recap. The All-Star Game was one of the most special nights for people who were baseball fans.
Yes, sir.
You had a chance to always see your favorite Major League Baseball players for the first time, all standing up and lining up and tipping their cap and waving hello. All of a sudden, about 15, 20 years ago, in comes DirecTV, and now they're giving you the option to watch all of your teams all of the time. About 10 years ago, here comes iPhone, here comes Android. Now you can watch all the games. You don't even have to be home. You can watch them on your phone as well. So the specialness and the uniqueness of seeing your favorite players play is gone. Because not only can you see them in person, you can see them on TV, you can also see them on the phone. And I get all that. But Lenny, for me, even though the game doesn't mean something, those introductions in the first 30 minutes of the All-Star Game has always been something that I've wanted to tune into. I can't sit here and tell you, and honestly, I watched the Home Run Derby from start to finish last night. And I'll be watching the All-Star Game a little bit tonight. But honestly, Lenny, after the first 30 or so minutes, I tend to, at that point, check out. I may pull the laptop up. I may start to look at my fantasy team in the second half. I make a commitment usually during the All-Star week that for 2 or 3 days, I'm logging off from fantasy. We're grinding this thing out.
That's it.
But tonight's All-Star game, Lenny, I know for you, you've been watching and the All-Star game in baseball for 117
Grover
years.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Yeah, you That's go, you right, go Mike. All that. You go that far back. You know, you and Lou Gehrig, you were the, you know.
Thank you, Lou.
Today is the greatest All-Star game in the history of All-Star games. What does it mean to you at this point? How, I mean, it's changed significantly.
You can't blame Major League Baseball for putting the games on TV and on all the equipment that we have now, but you can blame Major League Baseball for interleague play. Part of the lure of watching the All-Star game was to see players play against each other who didn't do it all year. Same thing with the World Series. Now, I'll tell you how popular it used to be. In 1959 to 1962, they played two All-Star games per year. Did you know that?
I did not.
You know it now. Two All-Star games, and the people loved it. They loved the first one. They loved the second one. Nobody complained. Too many All-Star games because you were seeing players, pitchers, pitch against hitters for the first time. The big pitcher going against the big hitter. Now you see it during the course of the year. It's just not the same. So I think that has really taken a little bit away from the All-Star game.
Yeah, and Andrea, the thing with this with the All-Star game now as well is it doesn't count anymore. And they had it counting for a while. I'm not really sure why they gave the World Series winner. I mean, we're gonna look back on that as the stupidest thing that baseball ever did. Was handing the World Series home field advantage to the team that won the All-Star game. But look, Andrew, Lenny brings up some really good points there. It's just not the same as it used to be, but at the same time, it does give you an opportunity to see all the matchups that you never would have seen before.
Well, I don't really think it applies anymore because the interleague play. And, you know, Lenny thought it was a horrible idea to send Red Sox and Yankees to London, too. I don't think that was a horrible idea. I think that was
very well.
That was stupid.
It did very well.
You don't take it away from Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. I'm sorry.
If you're trying to get fans, which baseball is trying to do, then you send the most popular teams where everybody knows. I mean, literally, Lenny and I have been to 25 ballparks, and at every ballpark there's a Yankee fan. No doubt about it. There's no question. Yankees don't have to be playing, but there's fans. And anyway, I think that Major League Baseball over the years has done a really good job at just making this more for the fans, taking away the home field advantage in the World Series. That was ridiculous. But the fans deserve the All-Star game to be about that. Like, Hunter Pence was supposed to be in the All-Star game this year. He actually got replaced by J.D. Martinez, if you can imagine that. But all of the starting position players were elected by the fans. I think it's excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
You think it should be the best player?
I think it should be up to the fans.
Or the players that the fans
want
to see.
Fan favorites.
Yeah, okay.
That's who.
The fans, as you said earlier in the show, if you missed it, the fans, I think, have done a better job in voting in players. The issue that, and we'll talk about this coming up or in our next segment, is that what baseball has to fix is tonight, even though a lot of them won't be there, there's going to end up being 75 All-Stars. It's true. 75 All-Stars. 30 of them or 20 of them are not playing in the game. In fact, there was a player in the All-Star who was hurt. They replaced him with Brandon Lau. Brandon Lau got hurt. They replaced him with someone else. Three guys just for one spot. So we'll touch on that next. Maybe we'll have some solutions. Also, don't forget to vote on our You Make the Call. We'll be back with more Fantasy Sports Today right after this.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Lenny Melnick, Craig Mish, Andrea Lamont. That's our trio here on the show today. Programming note for tomorrow, we'll be back here live at noon Eastern for our final day broadcasting live in New York. And on tomorrow's show, Razzball's Gray Albright will be with us for a little three up, three down. Also, Brad Ziegler, former big league pitcher, scheduled to be on the show as well. If you want to dial up our show, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. That's how you get us here on the show. We've been talking about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We're mixing in, of course, fantasy baseball discussion. We've all kind of hit the point of the season that we've taken a break. I mentioned before the break that 75 players will end up getting named to be All-Stars. And what's really ironic about this, and Andrea, I don't know, you know, how close attention that you pay to this stuff, but when players go in reality to arbitration, and when they go, when their agents are approached by teams about extending their contract, one of the things that the agents use, and by the way, is used in arbitration, is the fact that guys made the All-Star team. The one thing that has fallen behind Major League Baseball, as opposed to some of the others, is that arbitration people who sit in on those meetings, they're not baseball experts. These are not the money ball guys who understand that on-base percentage is more important than average. These are not guys that understand that quality starts are more important than wins. So when they're sitting in front of an arbitration panel, they look at wins and losses, and then they look at batting average, and they look at All-Star games, and so...
And they look at what you're tweeting.
They're novices. They're basically novices. So 75 players get a chance to say that they made All-Star teams. It doesn't really bode... It bodes well, very well, for the players' union, but it doesn't bode as well for the ownership, because owners are going to have to pay players more based on them making the All-Star team, and really... In theory, as you mentioned, Hunter Pence, he got in, he got voted in, but players are not playing in the game. Anthony Rendon said he doesn't even want to go to the game. They've replaced him also. I don't know if there's a solution for it, but I would think that they could do better than coming down from 75 to 60 or 55 or something like that. I mean, we're going to have 100 All-Stars at one point?
Well, number one, they really need to quit doing arbitration based on it, because it's... The fan favorite. It doesn't mean that you're the best player. That's been proven over the last couple of years. It's really, somebody needs to tell them in arbitration that this doesn't count anymore. I mean, flat out, it just doesn't count anymore.
I agree with you. I get upset. I remember the day there used to be a basketball game called the Maurice Stokes game up in Monticello at Kutcher's Country Club. Every player in the NBA wanted to play. They wanted to play. Now, in all the All-Star games, not just the Major League Baseball, people back out, and it's hard to blame them. The thing that's changed over the years is the travel, and that could be debilitating. So
on,
when
man.
You see Rendon back out,
there's no excuse. Scherzer,
this would have been his first All-Star game.
There's no excuse for Rendon to be too good to play
well,
in the All-Star
we
game.
We don't know the
Bryce,
whole story.
Or any of them. Yeah, but I'm sorry. The attitude is horrible.
It's
the
too
fans
much.
Are what I, pay your contract. So get out there and play for the fans.
I agree with you. It's for the fans.
Yeah. Well, look, Rendon is saying that he needs the time to rest his body. He's a free agent at the end of the season.
He does like to get hurt.
And so, I mean...
Everybody could say that.
Not everybody could say that they're a free agent
no,
at the end of the season.
No, but rest my body for the second half. It's more important to win the
That's pennant. True, but if I was going to... And I'm not giving a pass to him specifically, but if I was going to give a pass to a player, it would be somebody who in 3 months has a chance to change his life. Like, I mean, for Anthony Rendon, going from making $4 or $5 million in arbitration, I would venture to say that if he doesn't get extended by the Nationals, that 3 or 4 day off decision could end up helping him get an extra $50 to $100 million. I mean, probably not, and it's a little facetious, but the reality is, at the end of the year, are there going to be 5 better hitters than Rendon on the free agent market? Him saying, "Listen, I'll take 3 days off. I'll play in the next 10 All-Star games after I get my $100 million. I don't have a huge problem with it.
I mentioned earlier about the Home Run Derby and how there was only one player in the Home Run Derby that makes more than $1 million annually. And these youngsters really put a lot on the line because, you know, their career is on the line. They get injured. They just one injury could cost them their career for real because they haven't signed yet.
That's it.
And they're making $500,000 a year. So, I mean, if anybody would skip something like that, I wouldn't blame the youngsters, but they're humble still, and they'd love to play for the fans. So
I get a great number for you. 21 All-Stars made less than what Bobby Bonilla made this year.
That's not surprising. They're still paying Bobby Bonilla.
How about that?
There's other players, by the way, getting paid too.
Oh, yeah. It's
so 2035.
It's the Mets. What?
2035 is when they stop paying him.
Doesn't matter. 21 All-Stars are getting paid less than Bobby Bonilla.
All right. So on Twitter, we asked you you make the call to vote for what you wanted. We gave you 3 choices.
And everybody loves Lenny.
It appears that way on the show. The 3 choices were Lenny's Breakout Stars, Andrea's Bust, which we'll still do, and Team in Turmoil. It did not make the cut.
No.
Usually I throw Chris Bavona's name somewhere, my producer in here, and we know that's an automatic not going to make it. a month in, we've done this 15 times, and he is not.
Yeah, it just
not
eats
up
the votes.
Yeah, so. Okay, so that being said, the floor is yours, sir.
Whoa.
Lenny's Breakout Stars for this year and the future. This is your, the fans.
Second
have,
half.
The fans have voted. You're the Hunter Pence of the show.
I got nothing to say, because if I talk too much, I'll get laryngitis for my podcast tomorrow. I'm going
to
start with somebody that I've been touting since preseason, and that's Ahmad Rosario. The Mets are going to be in a situation where they're going to have to put him on the top of, at the top of the order. That's where he belongs.
Oh,
that's where he stole bases last year in the second half. But remember, when you're looking at Amar Rosario, this may be the last year for him to be playing shortstop. He's going to be moved to the outfield. The Mets have a highly touted rookie, Andrés Giménez. And Rosario, they say he's too tall to play third. He's going to be playing the outfield. So Rosario is
good defensive shortstop, no?
And he's a good defensive, but Giménez is going to move him into the outfield.
Well, they have Nimmo in the outfield,
yeah.
Right?
Nimmo's nothing.
He keeps saying that Ahmad Rosario is going to be moved
Ahmad
up to the
Rosario
top of the...
Ahmad Rosario is going to hit you 30 home runs and steal well over 20
bases. I would say that there's a chance of that, but there's no chance of Ahmad Rosario batting ahead of Jeff McNeil in any lineup. Jeff McNeil.
McNeil's a good number two hitter. I think
Jeff
Rosario's
McNeil's
gonna
leading the league
first.
In hitting.
Who's
yes,
it?
He is. And I'm so happy he made the All-Star team. That's the.
He's had a great year.
Oh,
you know,
had a great
I don't
year.
Know that Rosario has the discipline to.
Well, we'll see what happens. But he batted it.
That's what your, is that your number one breakout
That's
start?
My number one breakout player, okay?
Okay. You agree with this or you
I like Ahmad Rosario. Okay. I don't really expect him to get to the top of the order, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I can't.
You got to get on base.
First or second, he'll be up there. Guaranteed. Etch in your kitchen table.
I think he'll steal more bases than hit home runs.
How disappointed are you guys in Andrew Benintendi?
I don't know.
He can't go through this year without having a bust-out second
The Red
half.
Sox are the team in turmoil.
Yeah, well, maybe. But Benintendi, Jesse Winker is a guy that I thought would win the batting title. I can't believe he's this bad. I'm not giving up on Jesse Winker. And we all thought that Cincinnati would be a contending team based on their offense. It's turned around. It's based on the pitching. Look out. I said at the beginning, take Cincinnati, go to Vegas, place your bet, World Series. Winning that Central Division is going to be the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, no chance of that.
Yeah. He's a monster.
So,
give me
so
a
going,
break,
going
man.
Back to Benintendi here for a minute, yeah. Okay? Benintendi hit 16 home runs. He drove in 87 last year. He stole 21 bases.
Yeah.
This year, he's got 7 home runs, 38 runs driven in, 9
Nothing.
Stolen bases.
Nothing. He's on pace.
He's not that far off.
But that's not what he's... I predicted he would hit 25 home runs.
Yeah, but what you predict, and you, asked what we thought.
I'm still,
I think if I drafted right. Andrew Benintendi, I'm disappointed, but I'm also saying that...
Absolutely.
...that if he gets on a hot streak, he could put these same numbers up again. I just don't... I think that maybe the ceiling is not as high mm-hmm. for what we thought he was going to be.
You think it's too late to say Jesus Aguilar since he hit a couple home runs?
He's had a horrible year.
Yeah, he's bouncing back. And keep in mind, Hunter Strickland
bouncing
is coming back. Off the injured list. Grab him now. He's gonna pack him. He's gonna get you some saves in the second half.
Hunter Strickland.
That's right.
I agree.
Is he healthy?
He will be in a couple of days.
That's what they say.
Are you healthy?
Kevin Gregg healthy?
No.
Brandon Morrow. Don't you always have those injured closers?
Yeah, I know. But Hunter Strickland's gonna gather up some saves in the second half.
All right, so those are some of Lenny's breakout stars.
Ian Happ.
We'll have some of Andrea's busts next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mitchell live with you at the FNTSY Studios in New York, along with Lenny Melnick and Andrea Lamont. And we'll be right back after this.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
That'll be interesting.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of the show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, as always, live with you, 12 to 2 Eastern. Full-time fantasy takes over in about 30 minutes from now. So in our final 30 minutes, we got Lenny Melnick, Andrew Lamont in the house. We're in the FNTSY studios. And as we are doing this show right now, the All-Star Game and its festivities are going on in Cleveland. And so some interesting notes have come out of this because the commissioner of Major League Baseball is currently speaking. And I wanted to run a couple of things by you. And I know this is, you know, kind of off the cuff here, but this is some tweets from Bob Nightingale that I'm reading. And let's start off with this one. And either of you guys can take the floor on this one. But how this will affect fantasy, how this will affect reality, I think is interesting. Commissioner Rob Manfred says, according to Bob Nightingale, that he's inclined to encourage the owners to pass the three-batter minimum rule for pitchers in 2020. So, what does this mean? Doesn't take a rocket science to figure it out. Any pitcher who comes into the game has to face three batters, no matter what. So, we could start off with that one. How you guys feel about that?
Stupid.
Okay.
Simple. Go ahead.
So much to this, though. So had it, like, going into the season with all of the relief pitcher usage and the openers and the starting pitchers only going a few innings and stuff like that, I thought for sure that the relief pitchers were stealing wins away from the starting pitchers. For fantasy, it's something to think about, that the relievers are getting more wins than they used to. But I just checked the stats just a few days ago, and it's really not working out like that. I think that it's interesting that the starter has to go five innings, but the next pitcher that comes in only has to throw one pitch to get a win. It's interesting. The three-batter thing, really, it's going to make a difference somehow. I just can't really fathom exactly how yet.
Yeah, there'll be less relievers on teams.
It's,
I mean, that's for sure. They're not going to – those left-handed specialists that come in.
Yeah.
And, for example, let's just use Bryce Harper as an example. Lefty comes in to face Bryce Harper – and then Rhys Hoskins is behind him, let's say, in the lineup. He's also got to face Rhys Hoskins in the seventh or eighth inning.
And there was only a handful of pitchers who faced one batter. This whole thing is about saving time, and that's bull dinky and poppycock. It's not about the length of the game. It's about the lack of action. That's what people want. The same people who complain about single admission or doubleheaders, not having that, is the same people who complain about the length of a game.
Could you just hide in the bathroom?
No, you know what? No, I don't. Listen.
Behind the dumpster?
They're trying to avoid pitching changes.
Yeah,
which will save time on the game. Which will save. Look at it. It'll save, let's say,
8 minutes.
About.
That's a good chunk of time, though.
Wait a second. You were going to say 8 minutes, too?
Between 5 and 10 minutes.
Oh, so we were pretty accurate.
It sounds about 5 and 10 minutes. I mean, I'm thinking 2 minutes a switch.
It doesn't mean a thing.
And the warm-up
pitches. Because, you know something, part of the game is the build-up. Part of the game is that situation where you have to change. You know, it's the drama. That's why. The simplest thing would be to say, instead of throwing four balls for an intentional walk, to just have the runner go on to first base just by saying intentional walk. But there's a certain drama.
They do that now. You're aware of
that. Yeah, I know that.
Okay. Do you like waiting for
certain,
pitchers?
I didn't agree with that. A certain drama, how many balls have been hit during the course of an intentional walk, how many wild pitches have been thrown. That's not. You don't change the game. You just put more action into the game.
Yeah, also, just a couple of other notes. One that we've talked about a lot, but Manfred denies that baseball has intentionally doctored the baseballs this year and says, quote, there's no desire on part of ownership to increase the number of home runs in the game. But Manfred, about a month ago, did say that the balls were different inside of the pill there.
Every pitcher says that.
Also, and the laces.
Also, one other note, and I don't think that we've talked about this yet, but this does affect fantasy reality, too. Rob Manfred also says no plans for baseball to entertain any thoughts of expansion until Tampa Bay and Oakland Stadium situations are worked out. So that's the cusp of Manfred. That there's a bunch of other stuff. It doesn't really affect fantasy. I don't think there's any reason to bring it up. But either way, there is certainly a chance that the Rays end up moving to Montreal. I think we can all agree that
they just had a series where they drew 20,000 people.
Who, Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa. I think four games in a row. It's going to happen. I don't think they... No. Oakland, we were there, what, 2 years ago?
I liked it.
And I didn't see... You know what happened? The stadium
A lot of people in the Bay Area, they will support their teams in the Bay Area regardless. Yeah, but the stadium needs a redo.
Needs a little bit. But you know what happened? When we walked in, we said, what's the big deal? Everything looks good. During the course of the game, people throwing wrappers all over the place and hot dogs. It was the people that made the place into a shamble.
Well, that's not true because at every game, people are throwing trash on the ground. It's all about hiring the employees that are going to clean it up after the people.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, that happens no matter what.
Right.
All right, so second half busts.
Second half
busts. In fantasy baseball. I know that you did not win the vote. You did not win the popular vote. You won the electoral
Why do you have to say that?
You won the electoral
You didn't win anything.
I didn't have anything on there.
You didn't get any votes.
My name wasn't even in there. I'm just the host.
I'm mixing in the team in turmoil.
I'm lucky to be on the air, to be honest with you.
The Red Sox are the team in turmoil.
All right, well.
Ooh, what a nightmare.
Team in turmoil got no votes at all. So we're not even,
going down. I know, and that stinks for me.
All right,
really
so Andrea, here
let's
you go.
Let's talk about your bus.
Your time to shine here. This is what's going on Twitter, social media, after it's over.
Okay.
Little picture of your face there on Fantasy Sports Today. About a minute of audio on Twitter. Everyone sees it.
Sweet.
You win a Marconi Award.
I'm just going to go through a list of players that I think are going to be bust for the second half of the season based on strikeout percentage and batting average on balls in play.
Fire away.
Domingo Santana striking out 29% of the time, batting average on balls in play, .373.
Okay.
I already mentioned Yoan Moncada, but I can't stress it enough. You got to sell this guy if you can. Put him in a package. Get rid of him. He's striking out way too much, and he's not going to continue to hit this well. Brandon Lowe, he's hurt right now, but he's still striking out 34% of the time. He's a youngster. His BABIP is .381.
You're not going to be able to sell that player, though.
No, you can't. You're
right. You can't sell him. You're right about that, especially since
not a guy hurt.
He just happens to be.
Not going to happen. Mancada's a good one. .364 on bases, all-time high. .308 batting average, all-time high. He's gonna break his individual record for home runs, runs driven in. So
I say he gets better.
The numbers.
Boston Red Sox, Michael Chavis, 33% of the time striking out. Andrew Cashner, who Lenny's going to argue with me about, but this guy is not a good pitcher. Sorry, he's just not a good pitcher. He's
you're going to argue that fact?
Yeah.
His last five games.
Right now,
look at his numbers. He's
pitching his last five games. He's
best pitcher.
You're
going to
roster.
League.
You're going to. I mean, John Means has had a great year for them.
He's also
so
on my
is
list.
Andrew Cashner.
Means is on my list too.
There are contending teams that would pay for Andrew Cashner.
You're
the only one.
Yeah.
In the world.
You know, Luis Castillo got traded for Andrew Cashner.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
When?
For the Marlins traded.
Yeah, that's right.
Luis Castillo.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay,
Cashner,
I think, is going to be a bust.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. Hold on. Let me reset. The Marlins traded Luis Castillo to the Padres.
Yeah.
And then the Padres had to send him back to Miami because one of the pitchers that San Diego sent to Miami got hurt, and then Miami sent Castillo to the Reds for Straley.
I guarantee you, Cashner.
Fernando Rodney was.
Is Castillo wearing a sleeveless jersey? That's what I want to know.
Okay, continue. Sorry to go off track.
Sorry to interrupt you.
John Means is the other one on my list. He's got a .264 ERA right
we
now.
Know that's
his fielding independent percentage is .402, and his expected fielding independent percentage is over .500. He only strikes out less than 7 batters per 9 innings. He needs to be sold right away, in my opinion.
Hard to sell Orioles pitchers.
It's not that hard to sell a guy with an ERA under 3.
Or no one's buying Orioles.
Well, try, because there's going to be somebody in your league that doesn't listen to Fantasy Sports Radio.
There it is. That's a fair assessment. Although, I don't know anyone. Is that your whole list?
Make the effort. That's it.
That's your whole list? Why are you on
Verlander. I got Verlander on my list. Yes, I know. Verlander, I like him a lot. I respect him a ton. I think he's an excellent pitcher, but he has a problem right now with 19 home runs. Mm-hmm. Just in the 6 consecutive starts with 3 runs or more allowed, and he has 4 games where he's given up at least 3 home runs. That's not good. And, of course, he's going to be complaining about the ball. But there's a problem with that. Not every pitcher is letting up so many home runs.
Interesting thing about Verlander, when you're watching him pitch, when he starts looking up into the sky, you know he's in trouble.
Yes, he's got...
Well, he does that. He starts looking up.
That's his poker, his poker tell.
That's his... What?
Like he's playing poker, and when he looks up in the sky, you know it's over for him?
When he reaches up and just...
You know he doesn't have it, so watch that.
So since June 6th, he's started 6 games, 39 innings pitched, 21 earned runs, 12 home runs, 8 walks, only 8 walks, so that's the positive, 50 strikeouts and a 4.81 ERA. No bueno.
Andrew Cashner has 9 wins somehow.
I know.
I have no idea.
Hey,
how that
keep
happened.
Going. Last
That's
6
why Lenny
games.
Likes him.
383 earned run average. 66 strikeouts in 96 innings.
Look at his last 6 games.
He doesn't strike anybody out.
Will somebody pay attention
6 strikeouts
to the legend?
Per 9? Huh?
So in his last 6 games, okay, how long has he been in the major leagues? What's his career? Like 9 years?
He's pitching well for a bad team.
What are you telling people to do?
I guarantee, all right?
Sell him.
I'll place a bet with you right now, Miss Lamont. Mm. Okay? I say Cashner gets traded to a contender.
Doesn't mean he's going to be a good pitcher?
I say he gets traded means people want him.
Well, they have to trade him or else his $10 million option kicks in.
I hope it's the Yankees.
Is that right?
Yeah. What would you guess the amount of money Andrew Cashner has made over the course of his career? I know wins and losses don't mean a squat. He's 55-82 lifetime. 30 games under 500.
$50
million. He's made $41 million. Insane. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some trade targets in fantasy and reality and how that translates to fantasy. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here until 2 o'clock Eastern, and full-time fantasy will take over at that point on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'll be back here tomorrow live one more time as we're spending the week in New York. Gray Albright from Razzball will do our 3-up, 3-down segment. Brad Ziegler, former big league pitcher, will participate in this show. On Thursday, we'll have a best of what we've done here in the first couple of months since we've been on the air, and then I'll be back on Friday to preview the second half of the season. I'll be live back from South Florida. Thanks again to both Lenny Melnick and Andrew Lamont for doing the show with me here today and doing the show live. Appreciate it, guys.
Yes, is it live?
It's live.
Oh, we are live?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nobody told you.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've made it through. So the second half of the season, this will be the last time that we have a chance to talk about this until next week. The second half of the season will be underway. So let's dive in a little bit and talk about that. Andrew, your favorite player?
Trevor Bauer.
In fantasy this year, Trevor Bauer has been part of a lot of trade discussions. I'm not sure what the Indians are really thinking here. It's a little bizarre. We know they're going to have a hard time catching Minnesota, but if they do trade Bauer, that's a towel thrower inner. So to speak, that's it. If they decide to do that, they already, of course, have Carrasco down. They already have Kluber down. Clevinger has not been the same. He's been hurt. What do you think ends up happening with Bauer?
So I don't even, yes, I don't know what Cleveland is thinking. I really don't know what they're thinking, but I do know that if they keep Bauer, he's going to go through arbitration one more time, and it wasn't pretty. It's not pretty. Bauer, I've already decided that me and you talked about betting on Cy Young. Can't really do that for the American League when you don't really know if he's going to get traded, and the chances are pretty good that he does get traded. So I can only just say that I hope he goes to the Braves or the Padres.
Yeah. I saved you a lot of money on that.
Absolutely. By the way, save me more money because we're going out to Cleveland on the 17th for the Trevor Bauer bobblehead night. So see if you can.
You have to get to the park very early. Then.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know.
Well, you know they're only giving the bobblehead for ticket holders that purchase tickets in the 400 section.
Yeah, in the top.
That's how they get those people to. That's how they fill those seats because.
And did you buy the seats already?
We are going to.
Uh-oh.
If Lenny waits too long, then he's going to get kicked out of the car.
I think sounds like a mission for eBay, though.
We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen.
Get one on eBay. You don't have to drive cross-country to Ohio.
We have to
spend $50 on eBay. It'll be at your house in 10 minutes.
I would love to see Trevor Bauer pitch for a team like San Diego.
He'll be on the Mets next year.
The Braves. Right now, it's so frustrating to watch because they have no run support. They're committing errors all the time. You know, their best hitter, Jose Ramirez, is just nowhere to be found. And so it was very frustrating. But, okay, there's no excuses. I still think he does get traded.
You have any destination for Bauer?
San Diego, for sure. Without a doubt. San Diego has the prospects. They have the outfielders with Ramil Reyes.
Love it.
Whoever they want. Hunter Renfro.
Ranchi.
Ranchi.
Your boy Will Myers.
Oh,
and Will, they'll never trade Will Myers. I think Zach Greinke has a chance. Arizona just wants to get any part of his payroll off the books. So
why?
Because they do.
I don't think they're going to come. The Dodgers have really
somebody
established
will take Zach Greinke
to the point that everyone is competing for a wild card. And then you have to decide at that point, if you have a pending free agent, what do you do? Do you hold on to the guy at the end of the year to get a one-game playoff and then lose and then
that's
you wasted
true.
All that? The Dodgers are just so far above everybody else.
I don't think so.
I just don't think that's true.
I think San Diego could surprise you. Believe me, Dodgers don't come through.
Like 30 games over.
But they're playing for the future. Every trade is not for this year. If they could sign Bauer,
they could beat the Dodgers this year.
I think the most interesting trade rumor is the Zach Wheeler to the Yankees.
Why do you laugh at that? You laughing?
What, that the Padres could beat the Dodgers?
That they could beat them in the playoffs. I don't think they can end the season with a better record than the Dodgers. I don't think that. But I do believe that they can beat them in a playoff
game. Remember
that
if the Padres would never have one game against the Dodgers.
That's true. You're right.
They get a wild card game. And then if they win, then they got to face, forget Hyunjin. Let's say Hyunjin Ryu is not who he is, but he's starting the All-Star game. You got to face Kershaw. You got to face Walker Buehler.
Kershaw.
You know the Dodgers 2 years ago, they got you Darvish.
All right.
You got to move on from that.
I accept it.
All right. What do you give the chances of Zach Wheeler going to the Yankees? Now,
that would be a Mets-Yankees trade. That's a rarity.
Now, do you know? You know why Jackie Robinson retired?
No, I don't, Lenny. I hope you're going to tell me.
You don't know that? Were you crazy?
Oh, he got he didn't want to play for...
He didn't want to play for the Giants.
That's right.
He got traded to the Giants.
So Zach Wheeler's going to retire? He doesn't want to play for the Yankees?
He doesn't like change. No,
what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, but it was an interesting tidbit that I had to get in somewhere. This show's almost over.
What was the tidbit?
We didn't really get
that Jackie Robinson retired. He didn't want to play for the arch rival.
Let's move on to him. He hasn't looked as good as he has in the past. That's for sure. He said that he's tinkering with his pitch selection a little bit. We know he's going to get traded.
He just got hit in the elbow.
The Giants.
Baumgartner.
The Giants made the mistake the first time of not trading Matt Cain because they wanted to be loyal to him. They made the mistake the second time of not trading Tim Lincecum because they wanted to be loyal to him. But guess what? Farhan Zaidi's now the GM. He's going
to
trade Madison Bumgarner. There's
to
no
the
loyalty
Braves.
There with him. So where's he end up?
Atlanta. Love it. It
has to be the Yankees.
What about the Phillies? They're in trouble right now.
Phillies
they need
are
a
done.
Pitcher.
Phillies
what do you mean
they're they,
done?
Phillies blew it. They had all this money that we're going to spend, and they spent it on Bryce Harper. They
better
got,
than the Mets.
They should have got Kimbrel. They should have got a starting pitcher. They haven't had a left-handed starting pitcher in about how many
Do they
many
have
years?
A chance to still get one?
Yeah. They still do have a
Too
chance
late for
to
them
get
or
one.
What?
But I think the most interesting part of the trade, I count 7 relief pitchers. And that's what everybody wants. They want the relief pitchers. You got Raisel Iglesias. You got Will Smith from the Giants.
Shane Green.
Alame. You got Giles. You got...
That's the problem is that because all of these guys are available, there's not going to be a lot given back in return. So some of them may end up staying on their teams because teams are just not going to give them away.
Shane Green. But they also may not be closers when they're traded.
Of course.
That's the thing. Interesting. San Diego, we're talking about them getting Trevor Bauer. They could get a bundle for Kirby Yates.
They better not get rid of him.
And I know that you and I talked about Minnesota. Cleveland's really gaining on Minnesota. They just picked up 5 games. Minnesota seems to...
Yes, they're in a flat.
They seems to have peaked out a little bit. They need a closer worse than anybody. And I wouldn't be surprised if they overpay.
All right, so who the Red Sox going to end up with? There's reports that they're going to target a starting pitcher. They're going to have to get somebody.
Who do you think they're getting?
Whatever starting pitcher. They signed Eovaldi to be a starting pitcher. They told him, the reason that he went to the Red Sox, the reason that he signed the paper was because they offered him a job in the rotation. I think it's really crappy. I don't really think that it's a problem if it's an emergency. If somebody gets hurt and you need to fill in as the closer, that's fine. But when you blatantly don't go out and make the effort to get a closer when you know you need one and you just put the guy that you just signed and promised to be in the rotation, who bailed you out last year and wouldn't have won the World Series without this guy, guaranteed. In the playoffs, he was a monster. They promised him this. Now they're making him close. I think it's horrible for morale. And the Red Sox, now they want to get a starter?
Matt Boyd.
They have a starter. Eovaldi.
I think that this is just posturing by the Red Sox to show people that they're not interested in getting a closer.
Exactly.
But I think there's no question they'll end up with. And I would say, by the way, if I was the Red Sox, it would have to be, by the way, a right-handed closer. Because the last thing that I want to do is face Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, and hypothetically on Giancarlo Stanton. Mm-hmm. And that's no disrespect to Will Smith. But if I'm the Red Sox, I do not have interest in Will Smith. You're going to have to face all these right-handed bats of the Yankees to get through the World Series.
Good point.
Have been asking about Wheeler. I will say that.
Yeah. All right. Now, the Twins, what will the Twins end up doing? Do we have any predictions on the Twins? They've had the best season. I don't know what to say that's surprising, but one of the more surprising teams in baseball to be 20 games over 500, a chance to win the division. They've done a really good job getting Buxton right. Sano's looked okay. It seems like they have enough offense. It's just that's another team that's probably going to be on the lookout for some pitching and bullpen help.
They need Bauer, too.
Well, look, they got – what do they got now? Taylor Rogers, Trevor May, Blake Parker.
You're talking closer.
I think Blake Parker's on paternity. Is he? He's on some kind of a leave. If he's on paternity leave,
I think starting pitching is going to have to be there.
Well, it's always been. Martin Perez has pitched fantastic. Michael Pineda is coming into his own. Berrios is an all-star. He's on the all-star. Kyle Gibson. I think they're okay for starting pitching. And Odorizzi's hurt.
If they keep scoring runs, they are, but they haven't been scoring runs.
They
so really...
need bullpen. Right, Andy?
Right.
Bullpen.
Okay, and then the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are going to have an uphill battle to get in there. Of course, they have to fight a couple of other teams. to get into the wild card. They called up Brendan McKay. They sent him back down. The one thing that makes the Rays the most interesting for fantasy is because you can never figure out where their value is going to come from there because they use so many different players. Yandy Diaz, he's been up, he's been hurt. Kiermaier's had a little bit of a bounce back year for them. What do you think Tampa Bay ends up doing in order to get to the postseason? And will there be any fantasy ramifications from that?
I don't think they do anything, and they blew it. They had a 15-game stretch just now where they played 8 games against the Yankees and 7 games against Baltimore. They had to beat the Yankees in that series. They didn't do it. Now they have a bunch of games against the Orioles. If they don't win, I think they play 7 games. If they don't win 6 out of 7, Tampa has blown their opportunity. I think they're going downhill.
When do the Red Sox get to play the Orioles? For crying out loud, everybody's playing the Orioles but the Red Sox.
They'll play them.
Yeah, okay. The Rays are 52-39, so they are 2.5 games ahead of Boston. And Cleveland is only 2 games behind them also. Cleveland's come on a little bit. In the AL West, Oakland's 50-41. I would think that Oakland has a chance to make
the moves. Yeah, interesting thing about Tampa is that Kimbrel signed with the Cubs. The team that came in second in the Kimbrel bidding was Tampa. Yes, sir.
The Rays have Diego Castillo. They have Pagan also with a possibility of closing. But the Rays don't, like, even if they acquired a ninth inning guy, I could still see them using multiple guys in the ninth inning. Like, Tampa Bay has always been the hardest team to identify fantasy value with because they use so many players. But that being said, they always could acquire some star. They acquired Tommy Pham last year at the deadline. That a lot of people didn't see that happening.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, if they have a chance, there's 8 or 9 closers on the market. Shane Green could be a guy. And look, they need bullpen help. That's what they need. So
all right, and let's talk about the last team. Arguably, the player that ends up on this team gets probably the biggest boost in value in all of fantasy. That's
Yankees.
The Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the Astros have Justin Verlander as a starting pitcher. Okay. They have Gerrit Cole. And I would dare say at this point, Wade Miley is their 3.
He's good.
Okay,
he's had a great year.
He's had a good year.
Fantastic.
But let's be honest. When they get into the postseason, Wade Miley's not going to be starting.
Do you know that I have Wade Miley? I was torn between benching him when he pitched in Colorado. I kept him in because I forgot to take him out, and he had a good game.
Okay, so
in Colorado.
So they've tried Framber Valdez. That didn't work.
Didn't work.
Corbin Martin's having Tommy John surgery. I was sorry to hear that.
Josh James.
Josh James still at the bullpen. I don't think they're going to make him a starter. Whitley's been hurt the whole entire year. So what starting pitcher is Houston going to get that immediately is going to boost his fantasy value? Look at what Ozuna.
Where's
Roberto
McHugh?
Ozuna has got McHugh's done also. They're not putting him back in the starting rotation.
Well, I think they should give a try to Josh James because he has been good in the bullpen. I know that
they're acquiring a starter.
All right,
Andrew Cashner.
Look, they got Verlander 2 years
ago. Bauer would love going there.
Andrew Cashner to the Houston Astros.
Well, that might actually make him
another project. They bring him in. He's pitching well now with all of their metrics and all their stuff.
They are very good with
pitchers. I could see Wheeler getting to the next level going to Houston.
Yeah, okay. Well, who knows where they're going to go?
And you're right about the fantasy value.
There's not a lot of hitters that are going to be
traded. Imagine if Bumgarner was on Houston. Verlander, Bumgarner,
Bumgarner. Can you even imagine Verlander and Bumgarner hitting home runs?
So now you bring up Bumgarner to Houston. I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
That's
good.
What we do.
I agree.
We have a minute left.
How do you feel about when you lose a National League player to the American League and you lose them? I think that's crazy.
We've fought over that for years. Yeah. That's the way that my leagues play.
Your leagues? There's a couple of leagues to play. I think that's antiquated. It should be outlawed.
But it also creates more interest at the trade deadline to keep you involved in your league.
Yes.
That's what we're all trying to do. All right, we got one more segment to go. We'll play a little Exit Velocity, and then we'll send it over to Full-Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget, you can download this show on iTunes, but if you do, make sure you rate and subscribe to this show and this podcast. Also available on Stitcher as well, fantasysportsnetwork.com. This is FNTSY. Craig Mitch back with you. One final segment. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter Awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. More of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, final segment here on Fantasy Sports Today as we get ready to send it over to full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. As a reminder, I'll be back here tomorrow, and we will knock out our final show here from New York at the FNTSY Studios, and then I'll be back on Friday with you guys live from South Florida. So that is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. But before we get out of here today, we got to do one final segment, and as we always do, we end the show with a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Exit velocity.
All right, we're going to end the show today with a little discussion of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which you can see tonight on Fox, or, of course, you can hear on radio as well. Look, if you're at the point where you want to stick to traditions in sports, I get it, I understand it, and I grew up a student and a fan of the game of Major League Baseball. But look, this thing is changing, and you can't hold on to the past. You got to look toward the future. And I think that's what baseball is trying to do, not just with their games, but with their stars as well. And I think that we're, from a fantasy perspective, trying to engage and make more people like what we do. But the issue is that we just have so many old school people who are just unwilling to change and unwilling to find new ways to engage in our sport and have fun playing fantasy and have fun even just watching the All-Star Game for what it is, which is a glorified popularity contest. The All-Star Game in Major League Baseball is better than the NFL. It is better than the NBA. And it is better in the NHL. And if it is the best in all of the major four sports, then let's just take it for what it is and enjoy it and understand that it is not a life-changing opportunity to watch the game. It's just a chance to sit back, have some fun. And in a week where we have no games in all of the four major sports, it's just a popularity all-star game contest and one that I will be tuned in tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. And that will do it for our show here today on FNTSY. I want to thank everybody who listened into the show. Of course, don't forget you can always download the show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thanks also to Andrew Lamont and Lenny Melnick for sitting in on the show with me today. We'll be back tomorrow for our Wednesday edition of the show. Brad Ziegler, former big league pitcher, will be in the house. Full-time fantasy is next. My name is Craig Mish. Hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon, everybody. See ya. We'll be right back.